In the campaign for Britain's election next Thursday, voters are paying close attention to one issue in particular, and that is the troubled state of the country's national health care system. Free health care used to be a source of national pride. Its deterioration now tops a list of public grievances. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Health care in the United States is a privilege. In Britain, it is a bedrock right. It was delivered to a grateful nation, moving from a warfare economy to a welfare state. In 1948, Prime Minister Clement Attlee ushered in a new era.
We're seeking here not merely to provide services for those who are sick, but to make a healthy nation. The aim is to ensure that the provision of proper care and treatment shall not depend on financial resources.
Dr. Winston Peters, past president of a leading physicians association, says the British people still have an abiding belief that the state has a duty to look after their health.
It is as precious to the average British voter as the Constitution would be to the American voter. It's really hallowed and sacred.
But a series of scandals in the NHS has left the impression of a health service more reflective of the developing world than of the world's seventh largest economy. Newspapers write about scenes of 18th century squalor. Headlines declare one in three hospital wards filthy. The Chelsea and Westminster Hospital has a reputation for being one of the cleanest. Its concerts for patients are public attractions. Cherie Blair had baby Leo here last year. The infrastructure of many British hospitals dates back to the Victorian era. But even in this modern showcase facility, showers can be unusable and bathrooms unsanitary. 70-year-old patient Susan Pritchard got fed up with the filth overflowing in the ward bathroom.
It's still there the next morning. It's still there the next evening, which was when I lost my temper. And so I then got some rubber gloves from one of the nurses and I cleared up the dirty pads myself.
You're the patient and you're cleaning the hospital.
Yeah.
Staff doctors note hygiene standards have slipped worldwide, but the problems of the NHS extend far beyond dirt. Patients typically wait more than 3 months to see a specialist. There are too few hospital beds. Even cancer patients can languish in an ER 24 hours waiting to be admitted. Sharon Storr's partner underwent such an ordeal in a Birmingham hospital. When Prime Minister Tony Blair showed up for a campaign appearance, Storr ambushed him.
They're understaffed, they've got terrible facilities, the toilets are appalling, and nurses and staff are doing their best, and you're just not giving them the money to make the facilities better for them. You're not, you are definitely not.
Britain's general practice clinics are also creaking under the pressure of an aging system and population.
Beatrice Teagle for Dr. Leghorn, please.
36,000 GPs in clinics like this serve 56 million Britons. The foot soldiers in the battle to provide free, quality health care see 40 patients a day, booked at 10-minute intervals. Dr. Chand Nagpal.
We are forced into what is a conveyor belt style of practicing medicine. And each consultation carries with it enormous stress because you often are worried that maybe in this rushed way of seeing people, you're either not doing the best for them that you could, but even more importantly, you're always trying to prevent problems arising. And the last thing we all want is a medical error occurring.
In 5 years, the number of patients has risen 10%, the number of new doctors by only 1%. Britain has a third of the physicians that Germany has and half as many as France. Tony Blair has promised that Britain's healthcare spending, measured in GDP, would rise to the EU average by 2006. Again, Dr. Nagpal.
And I think what we're now highlighting with transparency is the fact that we just have, and always have had, far too few doctors. This isn't just an issue of shortage because, you know, doctors aren't entering the profession. This has been a result of the fact that this government and previous governments, since the inception of the NHS, have never actually invested to have a medical workforce that's equivalent to other civilized countries.
As the NHS crumbles, more Britons are exploring private health. Tony Blair is also pushing schemes to privatize parts of the NHS. It is a seismic shift for voters like Susan Pritchard, who may dislike the way the NHS runs, but cherish its principle of free health care for all.
I've always felt that the National Health Service was something we should be exceedingly proud of. And I don't like to see it being whittled away.
Delivering world-class care in an era of high expectations and low taxes will likely be the biggest domestic challenge for next Thursday's winner, who polls predict will be Mr. Blair. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.